Hello, and welcome again to Comic Con Series. Tonight we'll be talking about the 2018 Comic Con. We'll be talking San Diego Comic Con specifically. We'll be talking about the trailers and previews that came out, what we're looking forward to, what we want to miss. Of course, my co-host, Jason from Saskatoon.
Never have I wanted more to be stupidly rich and travel to San Diego.
Also with us is Red Ink.
What's up?
All right. So we had a lot come out in this con, not as much as we'd hoped, but, you know, we had some good trailers, we had some bad trailers. Let's talk about Shazam, the trailer for Shazam, or the Captain Marvel movie.
Yeah, people already have forgotten that the Big Red Cheese used to be called Captain Marvel. I was talking to some of my friends on Facebook.
He's been Captain Marvel for 30 years before Marvel was even a glimmer in someone's eye.
Well, I know.
One thing is that people who don't know him always refer to him as Shazam.
Yes, exactly. Like, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, but no, I mean, that's the...
Like the Beastie Boys.
No, I mean, the Shazam trailer, that... I haven't jumped on the hype train so hard and so fast in years. Like, seeing that... Like, when I shared that trailer when it came out on Facebook, is like, you had one job, DC, to get the Big Red Cheese right, and you fucking nailed it! Now, that being said, it could or could not be a good thing. We still have to see the movie... But I have a lot more hope than I did previously. You know, and for all those that, if you've ever read Captain Marvel, Shazam, you know, and you railed against the casting of Zach Levi, I mean, just watch the trailer again, guys. Like, just look at his face.
The look of pure joy on his face when he punches the pillar.
Yeah.
That just was how amazing. He's like,
or when he put where he's like, I'm bulletproof, you're dead. Or, hey, I'm a superhero. You know, like, everything about this trailer is just says yes to me. Now, granted.
Not to me. I'm a little nitpicky. I'm like, what happened to the wisdom of Solomon?
I understand what you're going for, but I like the idea that I like the whole thing ramping up. I like the interaction between Billy and Freddy. I think that they got that down perfectly. It's a movie I'm looking forward to. I know that they can't be 100% like it, but I see enough of the Big Red Cheese that I know love in this that I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Now, as far as the Wisdom of Solomon, Red, from what I understand, they're drawing more from the New 52 take on Captain Marvel. And it's not so much that Shazam is made up of the names of six gods. He's the guardian of all magic. So, which, you know, and they haven't really, beyond like the backup stories in the Justice League, like the first volume of Justice League under the New 52, they haven't really done much with Shazam outside of that and his appearances in like Trinity War and then Fear Itself. Or not Fear Itself. What's the one where the crime syndicate invades? Forever Evil. So, I mean, overall, I mean, it looks good. I mean, you see, Mark Strong is playing Dr. Savannah, which I'm not against. Mark Strong is a great actor. And the fact that he's willing to dip his toes back into the DC pool after Green Lantern, you know, that's all right. The cool thing that I noticed, like, with the casting, though, because you see where Billy gets on the subway and he ends up on the Rock of Eternity. And then we see Shazam. Now, they're actually got two different people I found playing Shazam. Ron Cephas Jones, who played Bobby Fish in Marvel's Luke Cage on Netflix, does the physical on-camera acting. And Jaimon Hansu, who we know from, like, you know, Never Back Down and Fast and Furious 7, several other movies, he's voicing Shazam, like the wizard. So... I mean, all in all, I think it really looks good. But, you know, we'll see more. You'll get another couple of trailers at least before it comes out next spring. It looks fun, and that's the best thing about the DC trailers, especially the next one, Aquaman. Like, again, it's bright, it's colorful.
Yeah,
it's,
let's talk about the Aquaman trailer. Let's control the segue as much as we can.
That's what I was just saying. It's bright, it's colorful, it's a comic book looking movie. I mean, we got Aquabro back, and you know what? I can understand people not liking this take on the King of the Seven Seas. Everyone likes something different.
I really enjoyed parts of the trailer. I enjoyed it. Looks like they're letting Jason Momoa just be, you know, Aquabro, which I think is the best choice they had. I enjoy the fact that we have a really... I think that the actress for Mira is doing a fantastic job doing Mira. I like the fact that they were so confident with the trailer, with the footage that they used. They didn't have to show Andy Volko, which would have just killed... which would have stolen the show if they did. You know, with some good old-fashioned...
Yeah. What did you think of the trailer, Red?
It looked good, but it's... I don't trust DC. I've been fucked over by them too many times that... I'm sorry. It doesn't matter how good your fucking trailer is. You're fucking...
cautious.
That's right. Very cautious.
Cautious optimism is what I'm approaching the movie with. Like, I mean, looking at it, it looks good. You know, I do like how... you know, Patrick Wilson, you know, he did great as Night Owl in The Watchmen. He's a great actor. I've enjoyed a lot of his work that I've seen. I haven't seen it all. But I do like, you know, his bearing. When you see that nice profile shot of Orm and, you know, Ocean Master, you know, like, he looks like a villain. He looks like some Shakespearean-type backstabber. You know, it looks good. So, like I said, cautious optimism going forward. And the other thing that I was... really worried about is you do get that one good shot of Black Manta in the suit with like the goofy helmet and everything, and it looks like doable. You know, it's kind of the design of it, it's kind of reminiscent of how they had Black Manta on the Young Justice cartoon. You know, it's very technical and it's not all a onesie like for many years as he was portrayed in the comics. The fact that they got that so right, like again, like the Shazam, how they got the suit right and everything. I'm hopeful. I am very hopeful. So, and they had some of the TV trailers too for shows. Like they had the Iron Fist trailer, which
was horrible.
I
like the fact that they had the mask, but other than the fact that they showed a brief glimpse of the Iron Fist mask, the trailer was just Danny Rand rocking down the street, having flashbacks of martial arts because people
are like...
Well, that's
the second trailer.
Oh.
Yeah. The first trailer... what Ben's referring to, folks, is the second trailer is dropped a couple of days ago. It's, you know, Danny and Colleen getting coffee and Danny starts having PTSD flashbacks to his training in Kun Lun, and him and Davos are both sporting the classic, you know, head bandana, Iron Fist mask, and they're beating each other bloody. The trailer from Comic-Con, it's really simple, and it's essentially Danny happening upon a mugging, and he tries to break it up, and there's some voiceover work, which, referring to the storyline of Season 2 of Iron Fist, is essentially he's fulfilling his promise to Daredevil to watch over New York City. But the one thing, and several sources I've seen this, the choreographing looks a lot better than the first series did. And unlike the first trailer that we got for the first season of Daredevil, which I kind of fell for, hook, line, and sinker, they had that really cool track. It made it seem like there's going to be just wall-to-wall kung fu action. This one's a little more subdued. It's just this one fight in the alley. We're probably not even going to see it in the show, but I'm willing to give Iron Fist one more chance.
I'm not.
You're not going to give him a chance, like, after that excellent episode in Luke Cage Season 2?
That was not even a full episode. And honestly, you know, the problem is they still don't know how to do an Iron Fist show. They're still trying to do it, like, halfway this way, halfway that way. I mean, I'm not saying it's easy to do an Iron Fist show. I'm just saying that they're doing what didn't work before, and they're doing more of it, and that feels like the stupidest decision they could possibly make.
Well, you never know. I mean,
it's almost like they didn't understand what the problem was.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, you look at the first season, everyone's complaining. It's like, why does a white guy have to be Iron Fist? It's like,
that wasn't my complaint, and that wasn't the majority of the complaints. I'm not saying it was yours. It wasn't even the majority of the complaints. The majority of the complaints was the show's pacing was all over the place. Plot strings started and were important for three episodes and then were instantly forgotten by the fourth. The show was just not well put together or put together with any sense of care or anything for that matter. The show was just not good. And I think the vast minority of people made any sort of statement about why is Iron Fist Caucasian. Go ahead, Red.
There were
Red.
No, I never said that.
Okay.
I think you sneezed. No, I'm not saying it was like the biggest complaint. I'm just saying that was one of the many complaints about the first season. Which, I mean,
I think even bringing like, it up is a misnomer. I think they're even bringing it up as a misnomer because very, very few people actually said that. I think like a vocal minority of idiots said that, and that got a couple of news lines.
A lot more often than you may have encountered it, Ben. You'd be surprised how many people.
It's called clickbait.
I'm not talking about clickbait articles. I'm talking about people I've talked to. That, for a large number of people that I talked to, that was a huge sticking point. But, you know, moving on, we've got the CW trailers for the next season of the Arrowverse. Where do we start with this?
Well, we have Ollie in prison, like, dropping the soap. That's the trailer. Moving on. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, he's in prison. He's getting his ass kicked on a daily basis, and obviously the prison gods are in on it. I love the fact he's rocking the goatee. We finally got a proper, for a few episodes, he's going to be rocking a GA-esque goatee for the first time, and not in the series. I mean, he's had scruff before, he's had a beard, but he's never rocked the, you know, Errol Flynn like he did classically in the comics. And I like how you see it, like, obviously Black Siren has, like, weaseled her way into, like, a position of power within Star City and made, like, vigilantes illegal again. They still have to, the first episode's definitely going to cover, Quentin Lance passing away in the season finale last year because Paul Blackthorne is no longer going to be on the show. And then they got, like, some new archer vigilante starts killing dudes again.
Another archer. Oh my god.
Yes. What are they going to call this guy? The Quiver?
Well, what's going to happen is we're going to have a fight between the two of them. They're going to be on top of a van or a bus of some sort, and they're going to be swinging their bows at each other like they're rowing a goddamn boat.
And they're going to do backflips for no reason.
Have seen the season premiere already.
I'm just saying that every Arrow season ends where Ollie and the bad guy, they're both archers for some reason, they both fight and they both end up like on top of a van or a bus or a truck or something, and they both start swinging their bows at each other like they're rowing a goddamn kayak. Think about it.
I don't have to. I've seen it before.
I want to grab the stunt coordinator and shout, look at this. Look at this. I'm going to put your face in it like you're a cat, like you're a little puppy that peed in the carpet because you need to learn. Look at this. They are not fucking kayaking. You can't swing a bow like that as a weapon. You're a retard. Stop it.
It sounds like you have some issues with this, Ben.
All I can say is I stopped watching Arrow in the middle of the last season. And I'm done with it.
Yep. Let's talk about the meme generator that is the Teen Titans trailer.
You mean the Fuck Batman video?
What I fucking love about that is you have Robin land on top of a car in an alleyway, and you have, like, all the thugs fucking turn their back to him. Be like, where's Batman? Oh my God, Robin's here. That means Batman's about to come. Yeah, we're not gonna pay attention to Robin. We're gonna look for Batman. Where's Batman? Like you assholes deserve that ass beating for being for so fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean, okay, first of all, I'm not recanting what I said previously about those first images of Starfire, Beast Boy, and Raven. I mean, it was one picture. We had no idea of the context.
Now we do.
See?
She looks like a fucking whore.
She's wearing a fucking hooker's coat. She's wearing, it's like she's a high-priced call girl, but she looks like a low-priced call girl.
Uh-huh.
And that is not Dick Grayson. That is Jason fucking Todd.
Fuck Batman. Edgy, I'm edgy.
It's Dick Grayson.
I'm fucking edgy.
Because it's online on the streaming service. They can do stuff like that. Robin can curse now. Now, again, still not a great design on Starfire, but I highly doubt that's the look they're going with for the whole series.
I bet you 2 months of your pool list that it is.
No, so I'm not making that bet.
Ben will pay for 2 months of your pull list.
If you
well,
are
considering if you, I haven't if, been. Ben, I'm not going to let you waste your money like that because I haven't been able to afford to get the comic book store in over a year. And the amount that's probably backed up there, you would just be like, you know, what if I just get you a gift card? The point is, I seriously doubt that they're going to leave that as the final look. At least with Beast Boy, it looks a bit better because you can see from the brief shots of him in the trailer, they're going to actually give him somewhat of a green tint on his skin.
He looks like the guy from Power Rangers Time Force.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. We get some brief shots of Hawk and Dove, who are apparently going to be recurring characters in here.
And by the way, that was horrible. Dove, whose power is pacifism. Literally, her power is pacifism. Is fucking slicing people's legs off at the knee. What the fuck, man? Her power is pacifism.
Now, it's not her power, it's her attitude. Like, she's a pacifist.
But her power says based off of pacifism, though.
Okay, but think about this. They're obviously going for a darker take in a lot of these characters. And for all we know, this...
Hawk and Dove if you're gonna do
okay, Ben, can I at least please give you an explanation before you lose your shit?
You can
try.
You can try.
Okay. They're obviously, for purposes unbeknownst to us, because they have to make it dark and edgy, because all the kids love shit dark and edgy. This is the second version of Hawk and Dove from the comics. You know, because the first was Hank and Don Hall, and then Don died in the Crisis on Infinite Earths, and then we got Dawn, female Dawn.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. So I'm betting they're going, these are Hawk and Dove from the, this is the first time they've been out there. They're these two humans who are just given the powers of the Lords of Order and Chaos, probably a little overwhelming, probably just lashing out. Who knows? Raven, surprisingly, I like what they did with Raven, you know, what you see in the trailer. It doesn't look like complete ass. It doesn't look perfect.
It looks like they watched The Ring.
Well, until the day comes where you take over Hollywood and make all the executive design decisions on these things, we get, you know, from there we go on. We got DC's Legends of Tomorrow, which is, honestly, outside of The Flash, it's my favorite show in the Arrowverse. You know, it's not, the trailer's not really coherent, but we do know coming up this season they're dipping more into the magical aspect of DC Comics with this year. Constantine, Matt Ryan's coming on to join the cast for this season, kind of filling the hole that's going to be left by Kid Flash when he kind of shuffles off into the great beyond.
I think they're trying to save a sinking ship.
Legends was never their best performer, and I think that the problem with Legends, other than the fact that they're the Island of Fucking Misfit Toys, is the fact that other than fucking Heatwave, no one in fucking Heatwave and probably you know, the Atom, no one there has any fucking chemistry.
Agency?
Chemistry. Like everyone else, they're like stereotype characters. Like Heatwave's the only character that had any sort of character arc that was interesting. Like fucking the White Canary, her whole thing is, I'm a lesbian and I sleep with anything that has a vagina.
Oh God, you're gonna hate Supergirl, and I know you don't watch that show. Because apparently in the trailer for the next season, we're getting an evil version of Supergirl. They're introducing a transgender superhero. They're getting a new super costume. And Brainiac 5 is joining the main cast because the actor that played Wynn is leaving the series.
So basically clusterfuck.
They already did the evil version of Supergirl. And it was
no, awful. I mean, literally in the last scene of the season finale, during the big fight between Supergirl and Rain, I think it's like Supergirl from like the Red Sun universe, or maybe it's Overgirl from Earth X and she somehow survived. But this evil Supergirl, like a carbon clone of Kara Kent, walks out of the tundra towards this Russian military. Well, whatever. Kara walks out of the cold towards this Russian military outpost and looking all stoic and evil and whatnot. I don't know. I'll watch the premiere. I'm watching the first episode of this next season. We'll see what happens. Like, I've watched this show from day one, but
it's been bad.
The writers don't know what the hell they're doing.
No, it's going to be a clusterfuck. And I think that, anyone who has hope for this show is crazy, because the whole armored super... I know what they're doing with the armored Supergirl outfit. They're copying something that happened... They're copying that something happened in New 52.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to tell you what they're copying? It's not obvious?
Sure.
No, you paused like you want us to ask. Just fucking say it.
Okay. There was a plot line in the New 52 where Superman goes missing and is like doing like some sort of stupid pilgrimage across country, something other bullshit, and then all of a sudden Superman is back, but it's not really Clark Kent Superman. It's fucking Captain Marvel wearing a Superman outfit with a helmet on, so no one knows it's not Superman. And look at this new Supergirl outfit that we see at the end of the trailer. Well, what's she wearing? A helmet. So we're going to see the same thing. We're going to see someone else posing as Supergirl. So everyone thinks, oh, Supergirl didn't go missing. Here's Supergirl back again. And someone else posing as her with a helmet.
The only way I'll accept it is if it's Karen Starr under that fucking shirt.
Yeah, I could see that.
But you know that's what, like I said, they're copying a New 52 storyline, which is...
Yeah. No, I get that. Did you guys watch the Young Justice trailer for season 3?
Oh my God, so much fan fiction.
Yeah, fucking Greg Wiseman's creepy after hours show ruined Young Justice for me. And
well, for me,
if you wanna watch that fucking show, anybody listening to this, do not look up Greg Wiseman's creepy fucking after hours Young Justice show on YouTube, or it'll ruin the entire experience for you, and you'll never want to watch the show again.
And they all... Go ahead.
Because he has a bunch of really creepy fucking ideas for Young Justice that apparently in his head are canon.
And they all had lots of sex, and they all got super pregnant. The end.
I never knew there was an after-hours show, so I'll probably just ignore that so I can continue enjoying the series as it is. I mean, I loved Young Justice. I still love it. I wish I could find the complete series DVD set to own it. So, you know, I hate having... I mean, the fact we got a third season at all is kind of a godsend for fans of it. You know, I mean, was it almost 5 years, 4 or 5 years after the conclusion of season two?
They're tempting the gypsy curse. So. Yeah.
Greg Weisman should never get a third season.
I really don't think it's all his fault.
It really kind of
There's got to be other people that, you know what, you can't just blame Greg Weisman. You can also blame the people that keep hiring him and giving him money. That being said, did you guys see the trailer for the Sci-Fi Channel series Deadly Class?
No.
No.
Okay. It's based on a comic book from, I believe it's Image, about, it's set in like the late 80s, this kid who's, you know, a troubled kid, bounced foster home. He's recruited to come to this private school where there are other, you know, malcontents like him, and they're all taught to be assassins. So you take the idea of a school full of assassins mixed with the click culture of high schools. Could be an interesting premise. I never read the comic, but I know it's set in the 80s. They're going for that whole nostalgia factor thing. I think it could be interesting.
Yeah, it's a little too much like, what's it called? You know, it's the Battle Royale movie.
Battle Royale by way of a high school dramedy.
But the original Battle Royale movie I'm thinking of has already done that.
Yeah.
But Japanese. But anyways, not looking forward to it. Let's talk about the trailer that made both me and Red laugh for all the wrong reasons. So Star Trek Discovery, after getting its ass kicked in ratings and viewership last year, you know, killed by the Orville, CBS has decided that they still want to make Discovery Season 2. And what's the trailer of Discovery Season 2, Red?
It's full of little comedy bits. Like, they're trying to say, oh, the Orville's cool. We're the Orville now. We're cool. We're just like the Orville. Watch us.
We're hip. But
I'm pretty sure I will fucking bet you anything that is a golden trailer. In other words, the show is just as serious and fucking boring as it always was. They just took a bunch of jokes from different episodes and put them in the trailer.
Or filmed jokes just for the trailer. Because there's one scene I almost want to guarantee is not going to be in the show proper, where an alien coughs a huge fucking loogie onto some guy. Because that's not something... Like the tonal shift between Season 1 and Season 2 of Discovery, if they made Discovery Season 2 like the Orville for reals, would be so fucking jarring that it would actually give the viewers whiplash.
It'd be so jarring that if you actually enjoyed, because I know somebody out there did, enjoyed fucking Season 1 of Star Trek Discovery, it's going to fucking ruin it for you.
With Hillary Klingon?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed the trailer. I enjoyed the trailer. There was stuff I liked in Season 1, but I just enjoyed the trailer. I don't... We'll see what happens. Apparently, you know, Black Bolt, because Anson Mount had to do something after they canceled Marvel's Inhumans, and thank God they did that. So he's playing the new Captain Christopher Pike.
He's doing a really bad Bruce Greenwood impersonation.
But it can't be Bruce Greenwood, because this is set in the original continuity.
That's what makes... But Red and I noticed that immediately is he's doing a really fucking bad Bruce Greenwood impersonation.
And why don't you just hire Bruce Greenwood? He's not a top Hollywood actor. He's been in TV shows all the fucking time.
Come on, man. Nowhere Man, one of the best shows that never got a second season.
It actually did get a second season.
Seriously?
Yes. They revealed everything at the end. He is Gemini. Discovery
we get a nice shot of Tilly, my favorite character.
And also, you know, they high-five each other. Yay, math! We use math to save the day. Yay, math! And yeah, we can save the day. Yeah, yeah. And bouncy balls in space and shit. It's like, there's no way this is actually going to be the actual show.
Guess what, Ben?
What?
Yes, it will be.
No, it's going to be like Red said. This is a golden trailer. This is a golden fucking trailer where they either, like, cherry-picked very, very small scenes, and the show's going to be as serious as ever, or some of these scenes I personally think were filmed just for the trailer. Now, let's talk about the real Star Trek. Let's talk about the Orville Season 2 trailer, which was fantastic.
I almost don't want to talk about it for fear of jinxing it. Because it's on Fox, and it's a show I really love. And shows that I really love that are on Fox almost never get a second season.
Are you trying to talk about Firefly?
Not just Firefly, like, from the 90s onward.
Like, let me explain the failure of Firefly for anybody who doesn't know.
It's not just Firefly, though.
Let Brett speak.
Firefly is a great fucking show. I love it. I have the fucking Blu-ray. I have the DVDs. It's one of my favorite fucking shows. I was one of the very few people that actually seen it on TV, and I know why it was canceled. It's because it took over the slot for Kevin Sorbo's fucking Andromeda, which was a fucking time slot that people were avoiding like it had AIDS. And nobody was watching that time slot. People were doing anybody who watched TV would do anything else but watch that fucking shitty show. So Fox didn't advertise that they're replacing it, nothing. They just stuck Firefly in that time slot, and that's why it failed. That's why nobody fucking watched it.
That's exactly what happened. I don't disagree.
Keep in mind that the Orville has had a fantastic viewership spike. And not only like on air TV, the show is ridiculously watched on streaming. And Red put perfectly, the first couple lines in the Orville trailer, you have that sense of like the hopeful, optimistic future of mankind. And Red's like, this is what you do if you want to make a Star Trek show. And I like the fact that the jokes in the Orville are jokes that make you relate to the characters more, make them feel more human to us, versus jokey jokes where alien sneezes big glob of pus on somebody.
We're nerds. We do math.
Yay. Math.
It's amazing how easily you two swung this around to bitching about Discovery again.
Look, these two
trailers... I totally didn't see that coming.
These two trailers were almost created... Like when the Orville has humor in the trailer, it feels natural. But the trailer also is much more than humor. The trailer's about optimism, you know, friendship. You get all that stuff in the Orville trailer. You get a sense of the union. Being like the Federation, you know, with Captain Mercer's speech that he, quote, totally plagiarized from 9 different places, being a very Star Trek-like speech. You get that sense, that, again, that's another point of a joke being something that builds up the character versus jokey joke. But while the Discovery trailer is just jokes, it's like rapid-fire jokes, it's like, if no one's talking, no one's laughing.
I mean, other TV trailers, like, I'm saying this is the last time I'm going to explain anything about my watching Riverdale. I like watching train wrecks.
You're still making that show?
Season 3. I watched the trailer a couple of times. Archie's going to rebuild, like, the jalopy roadster, you know, he's finally getting his car, and oh yeah, there's going to be baby sacrifices, and they've been hinting towards it over the last season. Betty's mom and Jughead's dad might have boned, and one or both of them might have been the result of that boning. It's going to be a glorious dumpster fire when this all shakes out. Moving on.
Archie's here.
I mean, why couldn't they just remake the new Archies? That was enough of a horror the first time.
Everything's Archie.
Sugar,
Oh God, but yeah, that's exactly how I feel about it. I feel like these trailers have been fantastic. I feel like I'm looking forward to you know, pretty much Shazam, Aquaman, Orville season 2. Everything else is pretty much, you know, the trailers didn't impress me, or the trailers gave me the wrong impression about the shows. What's your overview? What's your overall thoughts on the trailers?
Well, one trailer we neglected to mention is the Return of Zim. Invader Zim's coming back. They're doing a TV movie called Enter the Florpus. I can't wait for this to come out.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to warn you. If you think the fucking fan base of Steven Universe is bad, you haven't seen shit. Wait until you see Zim's fan base come back from the fucking dead.
Okay, first of all, I avoid most fan bases aside from the scant few people that I talk to here in Saskatoon because I value my sanity and I really don't care what your opinion is, but I will respect it. Like the people that bitched about the same-sex relationship in Korra, or an Asian character or actor or actress not playing Iron Fist, or whether or not you like The Last Jedi, you're welcome to your opinion. Don't expect me to reflect it, because guess what? I have opinions contrary to your own. I'm just excited Invader Zim's coming back. Like I'm excited Young Justice is coming back. One trailer that totally didn't want, like, you're right, Ben, a lot of the trailers that I have seen, I haven't seen them all. I actually found an article on IO9 that, you know, here's all our, you know, SDCC coverage from this year. One trailer that I was kind of disappointed in was the second last season of Voltron Legendary Defenders coming out in a couple of months. But sadly, you'd think for...
Didn't they announce that what's-his-name is gay now?
Yeah, but they've kind of played with that since the beginning of the series. Shiro, the Black Paladin of Voltron, was in a same-sex relationship before he got kidnapped by the Galra Empire. And,
oh, God.
And if you think that's only the latest thing, then you haven't seen some of the fan base that's been shipping Keith and Shiro since day one.
I know about the fan that tried to blackmail fucking DreamWorks about it.
That wasn't Shiro and Keith. That was fucking Keith and Lance.
Oh, there's been Shiro and Keith, too. I've seen that as
No, this is a funny story. Basically, a fan flew over to Korea and got a tour of the animation studio and saw the storyboards of upcoming episodes, took some pictures of them, and then emailed DreamWorks like, "Dear DreamWorks, I am such and such fan, and I support X-Shipper Shipping. I am a shipper of this ship. So if you don't want me to spoil the season and release these pictures I took at the animation studio, you will change the show to ship my ship."
And I mean,
which I think is kind of, well, number one, it's kind of fucking, it's autistic and retarded at the same time.
Yeah. What did you guys think of the Clone Wars trailer?
Shit.
I like it.
I'm looking forward to it. I wasn't as huge a fan of the Clone Wars series as I was of, you know, Young Justice and Zim, but I'm excited to see it come back. You know, they're going to close out the story. It's from what I've read, it's rumored they're going to end the series about 10 minutes before Revenge of the Sith begins. Like, essentially the last shot is rumored to be Obi-Wan and Annie running off to rescue Chancellor Palpatine.
Dude, Revenge of the Sith came out in 2005. That was 13 fucking years ago. I mean,
The Clone Wars series takes place before that.
Let me finish. You better let me finish. I just feel like, oh boy, I can't wait to see what happens next. Number one, because we already know what happens 5 minutes before the movie starts. It was already created, it was already animated and directed by a guy named Gandhi Karaskovsky. It was called Clone Wars as well, but it was traditionally animated, not CGI animated, and it was much better story, and it was released between episodes 2 and 3, when it was most relevant for people wondering what happened. I feel like the Clone Wars TV CGI series was just a practice in stretching something that was already stretched thin even more. It was a practice of milking a cow that's starving and already malnourished. You're just trying to get one little more squeeze out of the teat. It's not worth it anymore.
It's not worth it for you. It's worth it for everyone else that likes the series. I think what Genndy Tartakovsky did with his Clone Wars series, which was great, don't get me wrong, and I think it is of a superior quality as well, because traditional animated, although, you know, with what they did with the CGI series, is they fill in a lot of the gaps. There is a wealth of storytelling to be in there. Now, you might prefer it to just go from episode 2, the animated, like, Tartakovsky's Clone Wars, and then into episode 3, and that's great. The point is, not everyone shares that taste.
I think the downfall of... you should never always answer the question of, I wonder about this minor detail here. Sometimes it works better as a storyteller to not give all the answers.
Yeah, don't disagree. No. Did you see, was there anything in particular in the Clone Wars trailer you liked, Red, or you just, hey, it's coming back, cool, thumbs up?
I have a different opinion of Clone Wars besides Ben, because to me, it's the story of Ahsoka Tano, not so much fucking...
Anakin.
And that's what I like about the trailer, is they're going to finally close up her story. We're going to find out what happened to her, and that's it. That's all I want.
But didn't Rebels show what happened to her?
Hmm?
Didn't Rebels reveal that?
She's alive, that's all they revealed. They never revealed what happened to her.
And Rebels is after Revenge of the Sith, so. Rebels takes place in the... the series ended like a year or... Not a year, but sometime just before episode 4, and then the final scene is like after Return of the Jedi, but before Force Awakens. You know, it's, again, not everything's going to please everybody all the time. I mean, and there's so many other trailers out there, folks, that we haven't talked about. There's the new Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse trailer. There's, you know, there were teasing clips of Wonder Woman 84, like the sequel to last year's Wonder Woman. There was a trailer for the new animated Death of Superman movie, which at least there was the Godzilla trailer.
The Reign of the Superman...
Godzilla trailer...
Go ahead, Red.
So the Godzilla trailer looks like a fucking mess. Like, I just want to see Godzilla and King Ghidorah go at it. But why is there, like... I saw Rodan, I saw Mothra, I saw King Ghidorah.
Possibly Anguirus, I've read, could be in this film as well.
Oh, too many monsters.
Yeah, have they learned nothing from Batman and Robin? But what were you going to say about Reign of the Superman there, Ben?
I think the trailer is all over the place. I think that what they're trying to do doesn't work, and I never was a fan of this animation style to begin with, so I feel like basically... I feel like there's more going against it than for it for me.
Yeah. And did you guys watch the Glass trailer?
Yes. I just had to laugh seeing the Glass trailer, because you have fucking James McAvoy do that fucking pouncing run thing that fucking Sabretooth did in fucking X-Men Origins Wolverine. It looked stupid then. It looks stupid now.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree about that. I just kind of question the logic of the writing. Like, you see actress Sarah Paulson, she's this psychiatrist at this, essentially it's Arkham Asylum in the Shyamalama Ding Dong universe, and she specializes in people that think they're superheroes. That's a whole movie in and of itself, that how, you know, what happened in this world that there's like such an uptick in crazy people thinking they have superpowers and that they're super beings. And then, you know, for some reason, Bruce Willis's character from Unbreakable is locked up in the same asylum as the guy that, you know, caused all these disasters, like Mr. Glass. And then they lock the Beast in there from Split. I don't think you're going to go see Glass Red.
I'll probably watch it on video. I won't see it in the theater.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of M. Night Shyamalan and Ding Dong. And I think you're actually thinking way too much into it. Even though she says, oh, I specialize in this shit, there's probably only three people that think that they're fucking superheroes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan and Ding Dong never put more than 3 minutes of thought into it.
I know, it's just...
What a twist!
Yeah, it just seems really weird to not... to have a character say, I'm an expert in this, and then that would suggest, if she's like the only person in the world, is she crazy too then? So, but yeah, is there any other trailers you guys have seen from San Diego that I may not, the other guys may have not seen?
No, that's pretty much it. I think that covers everything we've seen, or at least are willing to talk about.
Yeah. Now, one thing, it's not a trailer based, but at the DC panel, they mentioned the next five direct-to-DVD animated films that DC is going to be putting out. There's going to be The Reign of Superman, which is the sequel to The Death of Superman. There's going to be Justice League versus The Fatal Five, Wonder Woman Bloodlines, and they're doing an animated version of Batman Hush.
That's going to suck so much.
I know most of their Batman output in these animated films is it's of varying quality, but I don't think any of them have outright sucked.
Bad Blood did.
That's why would you make Batman? I already did Under the Red Hood.
Yeah. I agree.
But Hush is a different storyline that just happened to become before that. I mean, they haven't released a cast list or anything, although I would say, you know, Jason Amara, who's been voicing Batman in a lot of these New 52 animated films, he does a good job as Batman. I don't hate his Bruce Wayne Batman, but bring back Bruce Greenwood. I'm sorry, he is, if it's not, you know, Kevin Conroy, it should be Bruce Greenwood, is my opinion. So, anything else you guys want to discuss?
Nope, that's it. I mean, again, I'm looking forward to Shazam, Aquaman, and The Orville. Red, you?
I'm looking forward to The Orville. And Aquaman and fucking Shazam. I don't trust DC. Also kind of looking forward to Godzilla. Looks a little complicated, though.
Looks like to be monsters.
Mm.
Well, all right. I think that pretty much JT, your feelings.
Looking forward to Aquaman, Shazam the most, Orville. Like I said, Iron Fist. I'm really looking forward to. Dear God, I watched like the first episode of Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I felt my soul die a little bit.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
Well, I had to know. I had to know.
I looked at the art and I could have told you that.
I looked at the art and I told myself that, but oh. It's like, you know what? Is it, it couldn't possibly be that bad. Oh, God, yes, it was.
I found out one announcement that isn't a Comic-Con, really, but it's still a new announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Teen Titans, the cartoon, is coming back.
Why?
Because Teen Titans, the TV series, is coming back, and they have to have that cross-brand promotion bullshit going on.
But it wasn't that good to begin with, oh my God.
But there are a lot more people that liked it than people that didn't like it. And therefore, the money suits think, hey, we could make more money. Also, I swear to God, if like they didn't show a new Venom trailer, although they did show some new footage from Venom, I hope to Christ they fix it's symbiote, not symbiote.
Tomato, tomato, same fucking word, pronounced differently. Get over it.
And who's Nintendo's mascot, JT?
Mario.
Yeah, you're not allowed to bitch about that anymore.
I'm allowed to bitch about whatever I want. It's the internet, and that's what makes it great.
Alright. Well, that's wrapping up our thoughts on this year's 2018 Comic-Con trailers. Here's your host, Ben.
JT from Saskatoon.
Reading.
And we're saying goodnight.
So long.